Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lou Need Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Siobhan Moran. She is a business advisor, master coach, and energetic thought leader. Energetic Solution was founded to help entrepreneurs and individuals alike to achieve amazing results using uncommon ancient practice principles. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. She has helped over 25,000 entrepreneurs, CEOs, and leaders improve their lives, but also achieve freedom. So it is an honor to have her on the show. So with no further ado, Siobhan, welcome to the show.
Hey there, how are you?
I am blessed. Super excited to have you on here. Before we get started, tell us a little bit about your journey here so far.
Which part?
So how did it all begin? How did you start? How did you get into energetic work?
So I've always been sensitive to the energy, and I always talked about it in weird ways, did things that most people don't do. And then I helped four companies get built and sold. And one of the fascinating pieces of that occurrence was the last one was a pharmaceutical company. I got sick and misdiagnosed and nearly died. And I found out laying on the emergency room table that I really didn't believe in pharmaceuticals and Western medicine much, and that I'd been using, you know, different methodologies that I'd created all my life. So I took a class after I healed myself, and I thought, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not doing the right stuff in the right direction. It's just not enough. And so I started putting together a healing clinic. And I just started using marketing tools that, you know, I'd help companies get built and sold with. And then before I knew it, I had four clinics and people wanted to pay me a lot. And then the convergence of a lot of things happened when a client stopped and she said, "Do you know me and my friends all come to you to grow our business?" It's like,
interesting.
No, I didn't really think about that, but I do keep hearing all of these miracle stories about how much income and how many breakthroughs and how many amazing things have occurred and nobody else has been able to do it. And I'm the one that people have come to. And I thought, yeah, you know, you're kind of right. And so I said, okay, Kat, I hear you. So what would you like me to do? She said, well, I have this other business and we helped grow that and solve some issues that were going on in her household and her marriage and things like that and really grow those businesses so she could travel the world. And then I thought, well, I really need to back into what I had been doing. And so I created a system for it. And I had been teaching meditation long before it was cool to teach meditation and recorded a lot of audios. We have about 20 audios that take people on journeys to release mental clutter, physical clutter, meaning physical in your body clutter, have a vacation without having to go on a vacation, you know, because not everybody can take a vacation, how to get out of frustration and anger. So we create all these journeys. And so what we do now is we take somebody who is in the gap, meaning they've done some work and things aren't quite working the way they used to. They've had some epiphanies and they really want that next level. You know, they really want to up level to a whole nother aspect of income and opportunity and connection and freedom. So we use a system I created for energy with business together so that people get breakthroughs without breaking down.
Yeah, I like that. Breakthroughs without breaking down. You don't have to start from the ground up. Tell us about what that process is like, right? Because a lot of times there's deep-rooted subconscious blockage that people are not aware of. And I do believe like we're a bundle of energy, and getting those energy channels released can actually help propel us to the next levels. Tell us a little bit about the process for people who are listening who haven't heard of it.
Well, the principles that I teach from is, if you kind of think about how Einstein thinks about energy, you see lots of Einstein quotes everywhere. Energy equals mass squared, blah, blah, blah. Well, everything before your mind has a blockage actually happens in your energy. So you actually have to fix the energy first before you work to get the block or the problem in the mind solved. Wow. And the really fascinating thing is, you can work really hard and for a very long time to unlock those different trillions of doors that we have that are inside our mindset and the way we think and how we grew up and what we believe, et cetera. But if you're not dealing with the energetics of it properly, you're going to keep bumping up against the same level, same level, same level, or just get close to that level and then fall back and bump and bump and bump. And so with the energetics piece, what we teach people to do is to take the things that they're good at, but apply these nuances of how energy applies to a conversation, how it applies, how to think about energy in a way that nobody I've even found today talks about energy. A lot of people talk about it, but not in this way, to really get the energy solved first so that the mind and the energy come together, kind of like a caduceus. And so what occurs is the breakthrough happens with more flow and with more grace and without so much force and will, you know, more feminine energy.
And as things should be easy, right? It should flow. We live in a universe that is abundant. And so there shouldn't be any lack, especially when it comes to our development. So I like the piece that you say you have to do the energy release first before, so that you can stop hitting that brick wall per se. What are some of the things that you see that come up? Is it trauma, right? Because people are coming to you to build their business, but you're probably dealing with something that's totally unrelated to the business blockage.
Yeah, here's something that's really fascinating. I really started with the health thing when I originated doing this. And this, the fascinating thing is, however much money you want or need or going toward depends upon how good your being is with health-wise. So the money and the health always play together. Always, 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 always. I've tried to prove it otherwise, and it just doesn't prove out. So every time there's some trauma, whether it's you fall or whatever, that's still an energy problem. The trauma always sits in the energy before it sits in the mind. And the fascinating thing is, you know, the tools that we share and that we give and that we teach get people to solve those traumas from the outside in and then from the inside out, so that whatever you've been working on, like maybe you've been working on a similar thing that happened, you know, a loss or something that happened again and again and again. When you deal with that energetically, what starts to happen is the things that you've been working on all of a sudden go whoosh, and it becomes this beautiful forest of trees of successes.
It becomes reality. Mm-hmm. It becomes real for you. And how is that different from manifestation or visualization?
Well, visualization requires something that most people aren't good at. They don't actually know how to visualize. They know how to think. They don't know how to think in pictures. And they don't know how to really, really think without all kinds of clutter. We just moved into a new office. And one of my assistants, I saw on her desk, you know, this stuff. And I was like, what is this? And my ops gal says, oh, that's her vision board. And I said, you've worked with me for a while. This is not a vision board, honey. This is a mess of a collage of crap. And I said, you know, it's really good that you want these, but let's really do these in the right way. So we actually don't know how to vision to our greatest asset and our greatest ability. So it's really a fascinating thing that a lot of people do visions and vision boards and things like that. And that's cool. And maybe one or two things will happen. But if you do them in the right order, in the right way, with the right energy, with the right mind, then things really start to work together.
How do you do that? Let's unpack that.
That's like a weeks long process. So that's not like, oh, let me just explain it. You know, it's taking you through step by step by step by step. And so if you have the ability to know that you want to achieve something, we all know, you've said this yourself just a few moments ago, we all know we have the ability and it's our divine right. That's true. Mm-hmm. But do we have all of the keys to the doors of the energy and the mind and the body to unlock that so it becomes real and becomes ours? And basically, most of the things I found that are being offered out there, they're wonderful. However, there's a lot of clutter and a lot of nuance. Great example. I have a client who we're helping her grow her coaching business. And the other day she called and she's like, I have anxiety. I don't understand what's going on. A lot. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. So I asked her to show me all the things that she's taking and she's putting inside of her body. Hmm. Well, half of those things are actually colliding with each other that are creating the anxiety inside of her. So the stuff that she's doing on the outside is having a clashing. And so they all blend together, and it's about learning that step by step by step by step by step thing so that what occurs is it becomes a natural divine occurrence rather than manifesting. Because manifesting is a willed process. An occurrence is something that it's rightfully ours. We just have to know the steps to take to get there.
Yeah, it is. It is rightfully ours. I like the way you put that. It's knowing how to step into that to be in a surrender or receiving position posture, right? For it to be to work.
Well, surrender is a bad word in our zeitgeist of language, because surrender means you have to give over and give up, and we don't really need to surrender anything. We actually really need to step and learn and step and take and step and take and step and take and have somebody hold us and pull us up a little bit and a little bit and a little bit and a little bit at the right time in the right way and know the nuance of how the energy works. So I have male clients, I have female clients. Sometimes with the male clients, I have to be very intense. Sometimes with the female clients, I have to be very intense. Sometimes with the female clients, I have to be super nurturing, like you can feel like a hug. And then sometimes it's like, wake up. So it's really about knowing how to use that energy. So it's really kind of like a dance of energy. So, yeah.
Like a beautiful dance. I'm curious, so how can that be applied in the morning with habits, with routines?
Oh, God. If it's not applied in the morning, your mornings, your day could go wonkadoodle.
Yeah, very fast.
So, you know, the most important piece is you have to do you. So there are a lot of people say, oh, you have to wake up and do the morning and have your hour-long meditation and journal and all these things. And everybody has their own rhythms and you have to find your rhythm. But the pieces of the rhythm are essential. Always hydrate. Most people hardly ever hydrate. Always read something uplifting in the morning. Not the news.
Yeah.
Always do some sort of movement with your physical body. I'm not talking about working out hard or harsh. Just do some sort of movement with your physical body so that it remembers to be present and here. We have grounding routines we teach people. Get grounded, this very unique grounding principles. And then a meditation. And then start your day. You know, set yourself up so that you can intend and follow through. And then know that you can have different mornings throughout your day. This is really key. Different mornings throughout the day. People laugh at me when I get on the phone and it's evening or something. And I'll say, good morning. And they'll say, it's evening. And I was like, no, for me, it's morning. Because everything is a morning. It's an opportunity. It's a new opportunity. So I kind of look at morning very differently.
That's a good insight. That's a good way to look at it. It's a new beginning, and it is for you every, no matter what time of the day. So what's your morning routine like? How do you get up, dress up, and show up for your clients, for your business?
I do everything I told you about, except I meditate probably two times before I start my day in the morning. I get up pretty early. I do some sort of physical activity, indoors or out. And I have a process where I actually write a lot of my articles or newsletters in the morning, because I have a lot of things that I can sense that people need to see or experience or know about how business and energy work together and how to break three. And so always water. I have tea ritual that I take myself through every morning. And I think that's pretty much it.
Three meditations in the morning. That is that is more than the person gets. That is intense. And I'm sure it helps to keep you grounded and keeps you prepared for the workload ahead.
You know, it really helps me tap into what I feel like I'm here for, to help humanity with, and make sure that I stay really true to the objective of being a good helper and servant for any of my clients. So it really is, it's an opportunity to make sure that I'm, you know, really set up and clear for an awesome day.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And hydrating, I do hear that quite a bit. Hydrating first thing in the morning. You've got to be able to replenish the body after 6 to 8 hours of sleeping. And the mobility is really, really necessary. So it's been a delight hearing that from you and then sharing your personal morning routine and bringing the energy here. How can we connect with you? How can we find you?
You can go to my website, SiobhanMoran.com, SHEEVAUNMORAN.com. And then on there, there's a little toolkit called Epic Life Toolkit. There's three boxes that you could choose your own adventure, so to speak. One is an assessment, talks about your business. Another is a documentary that you get to see and watch some experience. And then the third is to download the toolkit to take yourself through a little bit of a next up step.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And we'll definitely put that on the show notes. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.